third hour of your Friday edition of Justice and Drew. We got the roundtable in the house, Representative Nick Zarwas.
What's happening?
Max Reimer from Kip and Max Save the World.
Time flies by.
I know.
This when show, you're having fun.
Show moves
I'm
so
having
quickly.
A lot of fun, too.
John Justice out ill today, a little under the weather. Sam thinks he has whooping cough. I think he's got the whooping Ebola virus.
Whooping Ebola measles.
Whooping Ebola measles.
Wow.
Which is really, really dangerous.
I mean, this has evolved.
Vaccinate your kids, people. You don't want whooping Ebola measles.
Please.
I'm pretty sure he just has a man cold.
Or he might just have a man cold.
They're basically the same thing.
They really are. They really are.
At least with the way that men handle it.
We're encouraging you to send gifts via Twitter of turtles to John to make him feel better. Send him some get well wishes.
Turtles.
And yeah. We will hopefully have him back on Monday. Rhiannon, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just wanted to give a little insight. You know, I'm your little medical expert, Rhiannon, here.
That's right.
Yeah, nurse knowledge over here. Let's hear it.
Our in-house nurse.
In-house nursing expert.
In-house nurse, here I am. So as long as John has been vaccinated, typically it's called a Tdap, which is tetanus, diphtheria, and acellular pertussis, which pertussis is that whooping cough, he should be covered. So most likely it is probably the Ebola, you know.
Reassuring.
Not expecting that.
However, measles should be covered as well as long as he got his MMR vaccine when he was little or an adult. So he should be covered.
I do have a question for you, Rhiannon. I am due for a tetanus shot. Does that mean that I can get whooping cough?
Did you have your Tdaps when you were younger, when you were a kiddo? My guess is your parents gave you your vaccine.
I probably did. My dad is the kind of guy that if there's like a vaccine that existed, I got it.
You are covered.
Okay.
Because typically you get those Dtaps when you're younger, which is a little bit of a different mixture for those kiddos.
Okay.
And when you're an adult, they switch it to the Tdap. But once you're an adult and you get your first Tdap, you're covered for that pertussis or whooping cough virus or, you know. However, once you're older, you don't typically need that anymore. We just give you a TD, which is just that tetanus and diphtheria.
Okay.
And once you're 65 and older on Medicare, they don't cover that Tdap vaccine anyway. And it's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very expensive.
So,
but I do want to say something really quick if I have a moment. I just want to say it's an honor. So I want to say hi to Nick. Love you. You're the best.
Aww.
I really do. You're awesome. Max, you're not so bad either.
Thank you. I tell
you
what.
Our in-house nurse, we always appreciate when you call in.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Rhiannon.
Happy Easter. Brian made my half heart swell to the size of a normal one.
Careful now.
I know.
We might need to call her in. That heart down.
Yeah. That doesn't sound healthy.
Actually, yes, Brian. Get here immediately.
We should have just left it open-ended and asked Rhiannon, how do we fix Nick Zarwas?
Is there a way to make Nick Zarwas an average-sized man?
There's been many a medical professional who's been stumped by our good friend Nick.
Poor Nicky Poodle.
Doing well. I feel great.
Good. All right, let's jump into the Mueller report. I want to get your calls. Phone lines are open, 651-989-5855. Your thoughts on what went down yesterday. Obviously, the big takeaway is no collusion. There's no collusion. There was no collusion from the Trump campaign with Russia. There were attempts made by Russia to utilize some people on the Trump campaign, but according to the Mueller report, they were met with no cooperation.
Well, and I think the concerning thing is that, again, like so much in our society now, a single static piece of data or information can be provided, and two groups of individuals can review it and come up with completely contradictory conclusions.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're talking politics and when you're talking, you know, especially with hardcore partisans, we really do have separate realities. You can look at the same exact story, the same exact piece of information, and interpret it two entirely different ways.
The Republican message, that I saw yesterday was, see, after 22 months and X millions of dollars and hundreds of investigators, after all of that, no evidence, zero, zilch, nada, no evidence of collusion. Betty McCollum, Congresswoman McCollum, released a statement yesterday that said it speaks volumes that it took 22 months and the X millions of dollars and hundreds of investigators before we could clear a sitting president of colluding with a foreign government.
That's... Really?
You can't make this up.
I feel like there's so many Democrats and so many people in the media that are now switching to the gaslighting.
Yes.
And pretending that they didn't say all of the things that they've been saying over the last 2 years. How many journalists tweeted out yesterday, well, the one thing that this Mueller report shows is that most of the coverage of this was spot on.
Yes, that was ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
To think the reputation of the American media is not only in the gutter, because I don't know if there is a gutter. It continues to sink lower and lower. You have Chris Hayes from MSNBC tweeting this morning about how the investigative journalists were like the abolitionists during slave time, right? This is how deluded these people are. And to your point, not only are they in the gutter from a reputation standpoint everywhere, the Star Tribune, the national media, traditional media outlets everywhere, I don't see how you can believe them, but they're taking a victory lap today.
Yeah.
They're congratulating themselves on all the hard work that they did. Could you imagine a more disconnected group of people than the American media right now? It is totally laughable.
It's insane that they can look at what happened and look at the coverage of the last 2 years. And I know what their out is. Their out is that, well, we were just reporting on what if did the
that's gaslighting. That's,
we were just like, asking the questions, which, you know, that's their out, that's their cover, and
it's garbage.
It is garbage because they perpetuated the narrative. There was plenty of evidence indicating that the president did not collude.
Well,
but they never spent nearly as much time or gave that the attention it deserved. They went with the allegations, they went with the rumors, and they went with the gossip.
Let's put the shoe on the other foot, and let's fast forward 18 months, and it is, or 12 months, and it is Donald Trump running for re-election against, I don't know if it's Joe Biden or Buttigieg or
Bernie.
Whatever.
Let's say Biden for the sake of argument.
Okay. And now what happens if the Trump Department of Justice works with a foreign entity to develop a salacious, unverified dossier?
Yes.
And leaks it to Fox News.
And gets FISA warrants to infiltrate the campaign of Biden.
First, you have to leak it to Fox News because it's reported by Fox News that they then use what they leaked as corroboration.
Yes.
And then they say, we have corroborated evidence. And they go to a FISA court with something they made up, they leaked, and then used a media report as corroborated evidence. Never told the FISA court that, A, we manufactured it, and B, we leaked it. So what we're saying is corroborating is seeds that we planted. And then Fox News is used to go ahead and get this FISA warrant.
To drive
the narrative.
Yeah.
And then the Trump Justice Department has implants into the Joe Biden for President organization. How do you think MSNBC would take on to that story?
People need to go to prison. I'm telling you. This type of behavior totally needs to be squashed. And again, we were talking off air, but you see this meme on Facebook about whenever there's a Republican president, there are so many indictments that happen. And whenever there's a Democrat, it's 0000. And it's been this way for the past 30 years. It's been this counterbalance of Republicans having indictments, Democrats not having indictments. And it's because we don't pursue this stuff. People need to go to jail over this.
It's because Republicans don't do a good job of pursuing it. They don't do a good job of creating and sticking to the narratives despite you know, so much contrary evidence. I mean, and that's the thing. The narrative is more important to the truth than the truth, which is why, you know, you still yes. got Democrats in Congress that are sticking to this narrative. And now the next step in the game is, well, now Mueller needs to publicly testify. We need to hear from him.
That's what Tina Smith is saying. Yeah. Tina Smith is publicly saying, oh, we need to hear from Mueller.
They're the
now.
Same people that were desperately trying to pass laws to protect him from getting fired. Desperately, you know, for 2 years, all we've heard from the Klobuchars and Tina Smiths and every other Democrat in Congress is how important this Mueller investigation is. We got to get to the truth. Well, now you got it. You've got the results of the investigation that you were so invested in. Unfortunately, for you, they did not confirm what you had already believed. They did not give you the result that you wanted. So now what are you going to do? You're going to impugn the investigator? Is that your next tactic? You're going to trot him out, make him publicly testify in front of Congress so that not because you want actual answers from him, but because you want to grandstand and get your statements on the congressional record to further the narrative.
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi has 18 months. She has 18 months left in her term as Speaker before the new Congress
new
is
Congress,
put in.
Yeah.
Are the Democrats in D.C. going to spend the next 18 months following through on playing out their vision and their moral document of a budget to fund the United States government and actually work to operate and function the government? Or are they going to spend Are they going to spend the next 18 months trying to dig up mud where there is none?
It's a cult.
And wholly ignore what people elected them to do.
They do not care about governing. They do not care about actually taking care of the business of this country, doing the things that they want to do. That's on a national level, and we're seeing that on a state level too. I have heard story after story after story from multiple people down at the Capitol about how the DFL is running this session and what a cluster blank it is. Because they're not interested in governing. They're interested in getting their narrative out and working towards it's all about working towards that next election. That's what it is. So that they can appoint buddies like Joe Radinovich onto these boards, you know, and they can have all the levers of power at their disposal so that they can, you know, continue their graft, corruption, whatever you want to call it. It's all about keeping that power. It's not about actually taking care of any business. It's certainly not about governing. We're out of time this segment. We've got a few people on hold. If you're on hold, stay on hold. 651-989-5855.
5FM.
News Talk AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Welcome back to your Friday Roundtable edition of Justice and Drew. Sans Justice, he's out ill. We think he's got the Ebola whooping measles. I think that's what we landed on.
Yes.
Send him pictures of turtles via Twitter. Use the hashtag TCNT. Send him some get well wishes. He will hopefully be back on Monday. We do have the Friday News Quiz coming up here in the next segment. Your contestants are the lovely, talented, radiant, and effervescent Sam Sansevier, the sultry, silky, smooth sounds of Representative Nick Zerwas.
I'm going to win.
And Max Reimer, I don't know where Max just left. I don't know where he went. He just got up and left. Like as the break was ending, too. It was very weird. He was just like, I gotta go.
He's got places to be, you know?
He's an important guy.
He is an important guy.
You are not going to want to say that Max Reimer is going to win, because there's a chance that he might just walk out
of
the studio.
We don't even know if he's going to be here or not.
It's
the life of a podcaster. You know, constantly on the move, constantly on the go. You know, you can't be tied down to one place.
No,
when you're a big time podcaster like Max Reimer.
Free spirit.
Welcome back, Max.
Thank you.
Your prize this week, if you correctly predict the winner of the Friday News Quiz, and we choose your name at random out of everybody who made the correct prediction, you're going to win a pair of tickets to the 2019 Lakefront Music Fest. That's happening in Prior Lake on July 12th and 13th.
Yeah, that lineup includes the Steve Miller Band, Brad Paisley, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Chris Lane, and many, many more.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Just got a lot higher.
It's a big deal. It's a good prize.
You don't win the tickets.
I want people to know. I am on a two-game winning streak right now.
You know what? I got to pull up the spreadsheet. I haven't even.
I have not consulted the spreadsheet.
Wow.
I'm coming in hot right now, and I'm feeling confident today. So TCNT hashtag Max.
No,
that's not a thing.
Yeah,
hashtag
dude.
TCNT.
Type in TCNT hashtag.
Yeah, type in TCNT, then hashtag.
This
then
guy
Max.
Runs a social media company, right?
trust me. This is a hack. This is how you do it.
It's like a cheat code for the news quiz.
It actually breaks Twitter.
All right, I've got your stats. We have these are 2019 stats. We have a 6-time winner Sam Sansevier with a 42% winning percentage.
Yeah,
we have 2-time winner Max Reimer with a 50% winning percentage, and we have 4-time winner Nick Zerwas with a 66% winning percentage.
But I'm in every news
All
quiz.
All I do is win. No matter what.
You got a great singing voice.
At least I have all my vocal cords.
66%.
Damn. Whoa. Wow. Shots fired.
I'm telling you, man. I really want to win
the news quiz.
We have the three people who take this quiz the most seriously on today's show.
You guys are
the ones that are actually competitive. Like everybody else who comes in here and plays the news quiz, maybe the exception of Brian Miller. It's fun, whatever, they don't care. But you guys are all like, you guys are at each other's throats, and I have to remind you, the three of you win nothing
except for victory over Nick Zerwas.
I'm so glad that Sam is behind the glass, because once a couple weeks back we competed and she was part of the round table.
I was right next to you.
She almost stabbed me.
I know. I remember that.
It got serious.
It got violent. I almost felt like I had to intervene.
I just get really into it, okay?
We were talking about the Mueller report dropped yesterday. Still, you know, a bit redacted, but, we knew it was going to be redacted, and the fact that it is redacted is not a surprise. The redactions cover 4 categories. They cover material gathered via grand jury proceedings, information that, if disclosed, could reveal sources and methods used by intelligence agencies in the U.S. and abroad, details that could affect ongoing criminal investigations, and this is... That's the important one to me. That's the one that I'm really curious about.
Yep.
And information that could infringe on the privacy rights of peripheral third-party individuals somehow involved in the investigation. That's what's redacted. So if you're wondering, you know, are they covering up, something that some criminal activity by the Trump campaign or administration in there? No.
And it's
the
really,
answer is no.
It's really important to point out that Attorney General Barr talked about the process that they went through in redacting the Mueller report. They worked along with Robert Mueller and his team to come up with these redactions.
Correct.
I think that's very important. This was not just President Trump's Attorney General all willy-nilly with a black marker.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Mueller was involved in every aspect of this. And it's also important to note that at no point, did the administration, did the president, or anybody from his administration impede this investigation, take any action that could have hampered this investigation? They had full cooperation, and they never asserted executive privilege over the report. And they could have.
Right.
Legally, they had the grounds. They could have done that. Obama did that with the Fast and Furious scandal, where they shipped guns to drug cartels in Mexico, and people died.
Right.
Okay? They shipped guns to drug cartels.
Hundreds or thousands of people.
And people probably still dying at the hands of some of those weapons. It's very likely. Obama asserted executive privilege over those reports, over that investigation. Nobody, at no point was the country or the media as outraged about a gun-running operation where guns ended up in the hands of drug cartels and people died. At no point was anybody nearly as outraged by that as they have been about this stupid Russiagate.
And this Russiagate thing got 1 million times the coverage of Fast and Furious. And by the way, Fast and Furious is probably one of the most scandalous things that happened in the last 20
years. Oh, it's awful. It's awful. The Obama administration was corrupt and scandalous. They were terrible. Yes. The whole reason we're here at this Russiagate is because of actions taken by the Obama administration and members of Eric Holder's Justice Department.
Absolutely.
That is the whole reason we're here. Any efforts that Russia made to interfere or impede or influence our elections happened under President Obama, while he was wagging his finger at the country, talking about how nobody can hack a U.S. Yes. election.
A joke.
Nobody can get in. It's fine, you guys.
It's decentralized.
And he said that because he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win and this was all going to go away.
Of course. And that is that's at the crux of all of this, by the way. This was a retribution cooked up because Hillary Clinton lost. But within that, and this is where Republicans, like I say, and I'll say it, I've said it three times this morning, I'll say it one more time. Republicans, both legislatively, in the media, wherever you are, we all need to have a spine on this thing because people need to go to jail. People need to go to jail.
Let's go to, and I've been very much hoping we would hear from our good friend Don in Burnsville. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Interesting to hear the comments about the Mueller report. Yesterday, I spent a good deal of time and listened to at least a half hour on each of the networks, including Fox, and all of the networks except Fox, and the plus the Washington Post and New York Times, all agreed that there was plenty of suspicious activity going on.
Okay, Don, can I interject here?
Sure.
Like what?
Oh, all kinds of conversations between White House officials and the Russians.
Hold on. No, you're not throwing that out there without being challenged on it. Conversations between White House officials and the Russians.
I have not read that.
Can you direct me to what part of the report talks about conversations with White House officials and the Russians?
I don't. Contact after contact. You didn't need the report to know that. That's been going on. I mean, they had meetings in the.
You're talking about the what? You're talking about the Trump hotel
and all that stuff.
No, you're talking about the Trump hotel meeting.
Yeah, well, that's one of them.
Okay,
but several people have gone to jail
Officials, not White House officials. That's an important distinction.
And exonerated. Donald Trump Jr. was exonerated.
Right. So. That's campaign officials, not White House officials, and that is an important distinction. That's not nitpicking. That is a very important distinction, and they were all exonerated. So, continue.
All exonerated?
Donald Trump Jr. was exonerated for that meeting. Said the report in and of itself describes the meeting as innocuous. It didn't mean anything.
Well, let me give you a little analogy. You know, if you go out and look for someone to kill your wife, hire someone to kill your wife, can't find anyone, that doesn't make you innocent.
Okay, well, the report clearly says Russians attempted to find people to work with, and they were thwarted. So
they couldn't make a deal. They tried, but they couldn't make a deal.
Right, because no Americans, exactly. Nobody on the Trump campaign, so no Americans wanted to work with them on that.
So therefore, they couldn't you're making the assumption so there was no collusion.
I'm not making the assumption.
Well, no,
I'm accepting the results of the investigation.
Okay.
I'm not making an assumption. That's what Bob Mueller said.
Okay. Now let's take.
Do you not accept what Bob Mueller said?
Don, be careful how you answer this, because this will determine whether or not I believe you're in a cult or not.
Do you accept the conclusions drawn by the Mueller investigation?
There was plenty of suspicious evidence.
Okay. Mueller has spent 2 years.
There were reasons to believe they were trying to make a deal with the Russians to gain.
Fine,
a bunch of,
I'll grant you that there were reasons to believe there was evidence, but two and a half years now, and $30 million, and hundreds of hours of testimony, and complete cooperation by the Trump administration has resulted in an investigation that clearly says there was no collusion. No conspiracy.
That's not what it says.
What does it say, Don?
It says that there was plenty, that there was a lot of activity that transpired between the White House officials and Russia. In my book, that's collusion. Okay.
Don, oh my God.
The report does not.
Oh my God.
Objectively, it doesn't say that.
Objectively, it does not say that, Don.
Don, stop
getting your information spun from MSNBC and. Actually, read the report.
Don, please hang up. Don, please hang up. Don, please hang up and read the report and call back when you have a line from the report that you can read to us that says plenty of White House officials collaborated with Russia. Please, please find that. Find that line. Find that line in the 400-page Mueller report and call us back.
And in the meantime, rethink your life.
Yeah, Don, I'm going to let
your whole life.
I'm gonna, you know what? When you're in a hole, stop digging.
It's brutal, man. This is what we're talking about.
Don's got like four shovels right now.
It's a cult. Like, what could we tell Don?
Crazy.
What could the report say? What would convince him that this whole thing is false?
You know, anybody that's got experience with this knows that when you do an investigation like this, the result is never a line in the report that says everybody's exonerated. That's not what happens. That's not how these things work.
No.
They're not designed or set up to exonerate people. They're designed to present information, to gather evidence, to gather facts, and try to tell the story of what happened. That's what Bob Mueller did.
Right. So even at the end of the report, it talks about obstruction in regards to the president. And the report itself says we would not use language like exonerated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't find compelling evidence right now that the president even obstructed justice.
Which to the cult members means he's guilty.
Yes.
Right. They read that and they go, well, clearly he's guilty. He wasn't exonerated, so he must be guilty. Yeah. It's either or, right? No, it's not, you morons.
How are you supposed to convince a guy like Don that he's part of a cult? I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
All right, we are unfortunately out of time. There's still a lot to get to with this, and we will, I'm sure, spend some more time on this on Monday's show. But we got to play the Friday News Quiz. We got to determine a winner for the Friday News Quiz. Your chance to win tickets to the Lakefront Music Festival happening in Prior Lake. That's on July 12th and 13th. If you correctly predict the winner, will it be Max? Will it be Nick? Will it be Sam?
It'll be me.
Everybody who makes the correct prediction will be able to throw all your names in a big hat. And we'll draw a winner after the show. So use the hashtag TCNT or email me, AndrewLee@iHeartMedia.com, and predict who you think is going to win the news. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Welcome back to the final segment of your Friday edition of Justice and Drew. Sans justice, no justice, no peace. He'll hopefully get over his Ebola whooping measles and be back on the show on Monday.
Man cold.
Or man cold, whatever it may be. But it is time to play the Friday News Quiz. We have three rounds of the news quiz. Your first round is your audio round, your parody round, then your headline round. Lots of points to be awarded. Your contestants are Max, Nick, and Sam. Points will be awarded for correct answers. Points will be awarded for correct context of the answers when appropriate. And judges, which is just me this week. So
I don't like that. John.
Oh, I don't like it either.
John's a good counterbalance to you.
John's normally,
there's no counterbalance.
John's normally on my side.
I rule this game.
That's not true. I've seen Drew give you points for, like, laughing.
That's 1 point, Sam.
I do have a lovely laugh.
You cannot give her a point for laughing.
I have seen some ridiculous points awarded to Sam.
Drew, that shirt looks really nice on you.
Oh, thanks. That's 2 points, Sam. That's good. I'm just kidding. She's got no points.
Collusion.
No points to start off.
Obstruction.
Your first round.
Russia.
I'm going to play an audio clip. You're going to tell me who's speaking. That's the most important part. And when appropriate, the context. Sometimes the context is obvious from the content of the audio clip, in which point no points will be awarded for that, for just repeating what they say, Sam.
But that's
which I've seen her get points for.
I say this all the time, but it's totally true. Any rule that is applied towards the news quiz is because of me.
Yeah. We've had to make up rules because of you. Your first audio clip, and you buzz in using your name.
Our economy is on the line. Our
Max.
Future.
Max.
That was Don Jr.
Sam.
No.
Sam. That is Vice President Mike Pence talking about the economy. How is that not Mike Pence?
Because it's not.
It sounds
it's
like
someone
Mike
entirely
Pence.
Different.
Can you play the whole clip for me, please?
I'd be happy to.
Our economy is on the line. Our future is on the line. Lives are on the line. So let's call this what it is. Climate security, a life and death issue for our generation.
Nick.
Go ahead, Nick.
So many candidates for president. It's the governor of Washington State.
Max.
Sam.
Sam was next. She buzzed in while Nick was answering.
It's the mayor of South Bend. It's Buttigieg.
That is correct.
Hey, his voice does sound like Don Jr. If you listen, it's just very weird.
We'll have to do a side-by-side comparison. That was Pete Buttigieg during his presidential announcement speech. Audio clip number two.
I think number one is emoluments.
Max. That is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about reasons that Trump should be impeached, and she couldn't even name three of them.
That's right. She was on a radio show or a podcast or something talking about there's so many reasons. I mean, you just reach into a bag and
that
grab all the reasons
brutal.
Of why President Trump should be impeached. So the guy was like, okay, give me some of them.
And it's
she had emoluments, emoluments.
She mispronounced
possibly
the word.
Tax fraud. Maybe.
What?
In collusion.
And then the third one, she came up blank.
She couldn't, yeah. That's
she a great was like, impression. All right, number three. And was like,
that's a great impression, though.
Thank you.
There's just so many. Audio clip number three.
So if anyone thinks
Nick,
that I...
Nick.
That is Bernie Sanders.
Correct. Anything else you'd like to add?
He was talking about how he wants to turn America into the Soviet Union 2.0.
Go ahead, Max.
He's talking about his book deal and how if you get a book deal, you can still be socialist.
You are way to go, because we didn't even get there yet, but this is the full clip.
So if anyone thinks that I should apologize for writing a best-selling book, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
I agree.
That sounds very Trumpy of him.
I agree with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, yeah, he's defending his wealth. Basically,
America.
During the Fox Town Hall. Audio clip number four.
We now know,
Nick, that is the Attorney General Barr, and he is going over the Mueller report and explaining that there is no collusion.
Very good. Audio clip number five.
Demonstrated a commitment to...
That was Tim Walz. And
how are you guys so quick today? Who are you?
He was talking about... his hiring practices.
Sam? He was talking about that article that the Timber Jay put out about the... Okay, fine.
No, that would require the press to ask him about it.
That's not true. Good point.
That's the funniest thing that's been said all show.
Oh, the press is going to push back against the governor.
Huge.
Ooh, no, that's never going to happen.
We need more hot dish coverage. Hot dish competition, please.
Book another hot dish competition.
That was Tim Walz when he was asked about his favorite color, and he had to give a really tough answer.
Now, the context was he was announcing his new commissioner of Minute.
Minute. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
1 point if you get the name. 1 point if anybody can give me the name of the new commissioner of Minute. Representative Nick Zerwas.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Member of the legislature.
Inspector Gadget.
To be clear, the Senate does the confirmation.
Yeah, nice.
To be clear.
Tarek Tomes. Audio clip number...
That's not a real name.
That sounds like such a fake
name. That's not a real person. Tarek Tomes?
That's like the next character in the MCU or something.
Does he double covering...
They're doing a Tarek Tomes movie, guys. This is going to be great.
Does he cover 80s synth music as well?
They cast John Cena as Tarek Tomes.
I'm your DJ, Tarek Tomes.
Audio clip number six.
Americans are confident again.
Max.
That was Tom Emmer at the Trump rally talking about the economy.
Very good. That is correct. That was Tom Emmer at the Trump rally talking about the economy. That's everything that was. Your final audio clip number seven.
Honestly, it never was about money for me for any of this.
Adam Thielen got an extension with the Vikings for $64 million.
Very good.
Well deserved.
Get a bonus point for that one.
Thank you, Adam Thielen.
How long was the extension?
4 years.
Very good.
Wow.
Nice job, Sam.
Dang, Sam.
Is that 3 points?
That was a 3 point swing right there.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that one either.
At the end of round one, Max, 6 points. Sam, 4 points.
What?
Nick, 3 points. What do you mean, what? That's how many points you have.
I thought I had more.
No, you have four.
Dang it.
I thought I had less, so I'll take it.
Your parody song round, three parody song snippets, and you tell me what's being referenced, what story is being referenced, and you will be awarded a point. Parody song number one.
Since you want them, here you go, you're gonna get them. Your sanctuary's about
to... Nick. I love this. Donald Trump says if you have a sanctuary state and you want illegal aliens, we're going to ship them to you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I love it.
It's one of the smartest things he's ever done.
I agree with that policy beyond like it being a meme.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah. I want it to happen.
Absolutely. No, why wouldn't like you? You have made it a policy that you're going to open your doors, yes. right? You're inviting them. You invite somebody, and then somebody says, okay.
Here, they enrich your...
Right.
If
I invite Max over to my house for a poker game, and he takes an Uber, am I mad at the Uber driver for bringing him? No. I invited him.
I usually make a pretty fat donation during poker anyway. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure to always invite Max when I come.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
When Max comes to my poker game, it's profitable for me. When illegal aliens go to sanctuary cities, it's profitable for them. So.
Yeah, different.
Parody song number two.
Pepsi in the sky
Sam.
Talking about Pepsi putting advertisements up in space. Like billboards and stuff.
Yeah, there's a 0% chance that I would have gotten that.
Do we miss a story during the week?
No, we covered it during the week.
Yeah, no, I think did Max and I.
This is why we need Space Force.
There were some plans
to blow up all the billboards in space.
What country? I think, was it Russia?
I don't remember. It was either Russia or China.
Where they're configuring satellites to do space advertising. And they put together a campaign for Pepsi, and then Pepsi was like, nah, we're going to nix that.
Just seems rude.
Final parody song.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, and
Max.
It's the McDonald's secret formula to... the Big Mac.
It's talking about, I think it's Hardee's in somewhere in Colorado. They're putting CBD oil in their patties.
Very good. It's actually Carl's Jr. Hardee's and Carl's Jr. are the same depending on where you are.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, and some CBD oil for a buzz.
It doesn't get you high.
Whatever, pothead.
The song disagrees.
Well.
At the end of round two, Sam has tied it up with 6 points, Max with 6 points, Nick with 4 points, and the headline round is where all the points are awarded. Plenty of points still to be had here. Your first headline, Tiger Woods wins...
Max.
Sam!
Max. Wins the Masters.
That is not...
Nick. I was next.
Sam was next.
He won his fifth Masters title.
That is not... I haven't even gotten to the blank yet, so you guys don't know what you're guessing. Tiger Woods wins his blank major title at the Masters. Oh.
Fifth?
Max.
Nick. Sam.
Since you guys already had a shot, Nick gets a shot.
Sixth.
13th.
Wasn't it his fifth?
No, Nick, 14th.
His 15th major title.
We'd have got there eventually.
His 15th major title. It was his fifth Masters. That's technically correct, but it is not what we were looking for. We were looking for how many major titles he had won. That was his 15th. Okay. Headline number two, several Democrats returned donations from...
Max. Ilhan Omar.
That is correct. Headline number three, after several car crashes, blank is banned from the state fairgrounds.
Sam, Pokemon Go.
Correct.
Pokemon, no. I've been
Headline
all
number
week
four.
To take
that joke. Prosecutor calls blank a washed-up actor who lied to
Max.
Cops.
Jesse Smollett.
Good.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Headline number five: Hastings receives $100,000 donation.
Sam, after vandals did donuts on soccer fields.
That's what we were looking for.
Oof.
Okay, Hastings.
Headline number six: MnDOT may study implementing a blank
Max.
Tax.
Mileage.
That's right. Terrible.
You better vote against that.
No, no, I'm against that. No.
I will personally beat you up with
it's the worst idea ever.
No two blanks, tracking devices in there.
2 points. 2 points available here. Headline number seven: A brave chaplain and a human chain.
Sam.
I think
Nick might have said his name first.
Go ahead, Ooh. Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Good sportsmanship.
Thank you.
They went into the Notre Dame Cathedral and saved the crown of thorns.
There we go. That's 2 points for Nick. Very good. Headline number eight. Vikings 2019 schedule released will open at home against...
Max.
Will open at home against...
Blank. The Atlanta Falcons.
Very good. That is correct. Also, headline good. Number nine. Also, Vikings are scheduled for blank primetime games in the upcoming season, and bonus points if you can name the teams that they're playing in the primetime games.
Oh,
so blank primetime games in the upcoming season.
It's three primetime games.
Max, it's two primetime games.
4 primetime games.
Man.
Yeah. Nick, 5 primetime games.
Wait, 1 primetime game?
It's five.
It's five. It is five.
Wait, does that, can you really get that? Because we literally counted down.
That's no point, because I will very quickly, I'll give you all each one chance to name any of the teams that they're playing in primetime.
Sam. You got to say your names, Zerwas. Sam. I said Sam.
Go ahead.
The Packers.
It's chaos.
No. All right.
The Packers.
That's 1 point, Sam.
They have a really good one. This game is going to be really good. They have a primetime game against the Los Angeles Chargers.
There you go. That's correct.
That is garbage.
Nick, you get a chance. Okay, there's still three more primetime games. You can get a point.
Nick, I gave you a point.
If you get one.
All right, Detroit.
Well, get
that
out of here.
Not one of them.
Why would you put that on TV?
Yeah, why would anybody put Detroit in prime time?
You have Chargers and Green Bay, as mentioned. Also, Washington, Dallas, and Seattle. Headline number 10.
Nobody wants to watch Dallas.
Blank says it unintentionally uploaded email contacts from 1.5 million users. Sam.
Wells Fargo?
Nick. Oh, no.
Nick.
Facebook.
Correct.
Oh, I missed that one.
Headline number 11. Minneapolis to ban blank training.
Nick. Sam. Warrior. Which, just for the record, makes Jacob Fry feel good, but I think severely endangers police officers.
Yes.
Warrior training, while it has a scary name, literally is about training police officers to, when they have to fight for their life, they have a chance to survive.
Just really bad optics on a week like this at the NOR trial.
Well, no, I also want to...
What it shows is that Jacob Fry cares more about optics than he does officer safety.
Yes. Do you know where he's allocating some of the funds? To combat climate change in Minneapolis.
I hate everyone.
Thanks, Jacob Fry.
He's going to fight straws and plastic bags, basically.
Headline number 12. Bottled water made by Whole Foods and Dr. Pepper has unsafe amounts of blank.
Max.
Sam?
Max.
Lead.
Nope. That is correct.
That was my...
I lost my... Ah! That is incorrect. I lost my wrong button.
No, what?
I lost my wrong button.
You hit correct.
Nick,
I'm on a point.
unsafe levels of fecal chloroform.
That is incorrect.
What?
Sam, you want to take a crack at it? We're running out of time.
Ebola virus.
Arsenic. Headline number 13. An Ohio man is accused of throwing a blank at Perkins restaurant staff. An Ohio man is accused of throwing a blank.
A water balloon full of urine.
Incorrect.
A cat.
Incorrect.
A midget.
Incorrect. The answer we were looking for is iguana. He threw an iguana.
We were all really close.
Yeah. We were super close.
Headline number 14. California man wanted for scamming blank out of $70,000 and luxury suites. Max.
Nick.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Correct. Study finds that eating just one blank per day could lead to a higher risk of cancer.
Max. Vegetable.
Incorrect. Slice of bacon. One slice of
bacon. Get out of here. Fake news.
Your final.
To increase your risk of what?
Your final headline, cancer. Your final headline, blank,
dirty
releases
lies.
Surprise live album the same day her Netflix
Max.
Documentary drops.
Beyonce.
That is correct.
I didn't even know that.
Max is your winner. With 13 points, Sam with 9, Nick with 8, Max 13 points. Well done. Congratulations, everybody who picked Max.
Enjoy your Lynyrd Skynyrd concert.
The Lakefront Music Festival. Keep an eye on your email or Twitter DMs. Sam will be contacting you shortly if your name is drawn for the prize. Thank you so much, Max.
Thank you.
Listen to Kip and Max
so
Save
fun.
The World. Thank you, Nick Zerwas.
Thanks so much,
Listen
gentlemen.
To his testimony on various House committees. I don't know.
Well, you know.
Wow.
You can find videos of him on YouTube, you know.
I'm just really happy that Max won the contest and that Nick didn't.
Okay.
Dang.
Okay.
Me too. Putting that out there.
Jason Lewis and Andrew Langer join us on Monday's show, and hopefully John will be feeling better and he'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Easter. Be safe. We'll talk to you 6 to 9 Monday morning.